This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. How are you guys doing? I want to share something with you. The message is powerful for those who would reflect. And I want you to listen, reflect, ponder over these words. And if they were coming from your average person, it'd be one thing. But it's coming from someone who most of the world knows by now. So Habib is saying, it's been a year today since the father's gone. His father passed longer than a year ago, but pay attention to the message. It's been a year today since the father's gone. This event has increased my belief that in this world we own nothing, not our children, not our parents, not our property. Everything we have is temporary. All things belong to Allah. Let me stop there. Allah simply means, for the people hearing this word for the first time, or they don't know what it means, it simply means the creator of the heavens and the earth, God Almighty, Allah, the same God that Jesus, Moses, Abraham, and the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon them all, they call people to worship. He is one and alone worthy of worship. This is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Jews and Christians who are Arabic speaking, they also use the word Allah for God. All things belong to Allah alone, and to Him we shall return. Tie your hearts to Allah. Stay more alone with Him, for a time will come when we will all be put in the grave, where we will be alone, where our friends, relatives, property, and connections will not be there, only our deeds and report. Very powerful. I wanted to share that with you guys. Like I said, this is for those who will reflect, those who will ponder. Take a minute or two or three and ask the creator of the heavens and the earth for guidance. You haven't figured out the purpose of life? Why? A person will live 72 years. Like I had somebody the other day, and I asked him, I said, you've been here a very long time. Can you share with me, have you ever thought about the purpose of life? Have you figured it out? The man said, kindly said, no, I haven't. So most people are not taking the matter serious. And who best to ask than the one who created creation, the creator of the heavens and earth, God Almighty Allah. Say, the one who created me, guide me. And then look into Islam. Look into Islam, submission to the creator, not the creation. That's what it simply means. And a Muslim is one who has submitted his or her will to the one and only God Almighty Allah, like Habib has. And then you live a life that's pleasing to your creator before you meet your creator. And then put this into perspective, the grave, leaving all your friends and your family and property, in reality owning nothing, because it's all going to stay behind. And what are you taking with you? You can't take those UFC belts. They're all going to be left behind with that money, the cars, and everything with it. So this is deep. Think about it. Share it with someone, friends and family, or somebody who's just needing a quick reminder of the day. We'll see you next time. Peace be with you.